Tom Thibodeau is about to get paid. According to multiple NBA insiders, they report that it's a virtual certainty that Thibodeau will resign with the Knicks come this offseason. And according to those reports, he is looking to sign a massive extension worth up to $10 million annually just to remain the head coach of the New York Knicks. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Tom Thibodeau is receiving a massive new contract. I've never been the biggest Thibs fan. I can admit that. There have been times where I've questioned his coaching, what he's doing out there with certain players and certain rotations. But I will admit, this year, given all of the injuries, all of the factors going into the postseason that we had to deal with, even though we were dealing with injuries during our postseason run, that didn't matter. Next man up mentality, everybody bought in, people were following Tom Thibodeau and everything that he was saying. And because of that, this Knicks team, even though we were dealing with all of the injuries, went all the way to take the number two seed in the Eastern Conference and go to game seven for the Eastern Conference semifinals. And if we were fully healthy, we would have been going up against Boston. There is no question in my mind. But as a head coach of this Knicks team, if you're able to do that for this franchise, who has not seen playoff success consistently year after year for maybe a decade or so, when you're the coach that does that, you are going to get paid. But even I didn't expect Thibodeau to potentially get paid $10 million a year. But you know what? That's exactly what we're talking about. Let's break down these latest reports about Thibodeau and his latest contract with the Knicks. Shout out to RealGM.com for giving us the following information. Tom Thibodeau is a certainty to sign a contract extension worth at least $10 million per season. According to them, Tom Thibodeau is a virtual certainty to sign a contract extension with the New York Knicks for at least $10 million a season. This is according to Mark Stein, a longtime NBA insider. Thibodeau currently has 1 year remaining on a five-year deal. Thibodeau has stated his preference is to stay with the Knicks. NBA insider Mark Stein states the following exactly. League sources say that the Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau should be viewed as a virtual certainty to score a contract extension this offseason at the market rate, which translates to an annual wage of at least $10 million. Stein states that Thibodeau could be owed this extension after New York's run to the brink of an Eastern Conference Finals with one of the league's longest injury lists in a postseason racked with injuries. The article continues by stating the 66-year-old Tom Thibodeau has played a major role in the revival of Knicks basketball. Despite several major injuries to the Knicks roster, Thibodeau guided this team to 50 wins and the second seed of the Eastern Conference playoff bracket. Shout out to Mark Stein, an NBA insider, for giving us the following updates about Tom Thibodeau and his possible contract extension with the Knicks. They mentioned a lot of updates about Thibodeau and potentially why he's going to get this extension. But they left out one thing, and in my opinion, it's a major thing. The way the roster and the team feels about Thibodeau. From the top to the bottom. I'm talking about from Jalen Brunson all the way to Deuce McBride. They love Thibs. They would run through a wall for Thibs. We're talking about Miles McBride, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle. It doesn't matter who it is. Whoever's on the Knicks roster, they're going to do whatever it takes to defend Tom Thibodeau. We all saw it as well, too. When that poll came out from The Athletic, basically saying that players voted again that Tom Thibodeau would be the least likely coach that they would want to play for. Players like Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, Jalen Brunson, they all spoke out and they basically said, you don't know what goes on in the locker room. You don't know what happens in practice. You don't know what's happening with this team. And if you don't know what's happening, you shouldn't say anything about it and you shouldn't speak about it. Tom Thibodeau is a great coach, and everybody should be honored to play for him. That's essentially what these guys were saying. They were showing loyalty to Tom Thibodeau. They were backing him up, and they were basically saying, no matter what anybody has to say about you, it doesn't matter to us in the locker room. We know you, we know what you're about, and that's all that matters. And when a player around the league, let's say he's a star player, and he's thinking about jumping ship to another team, and he sees New York, he sees the bright lights of New York City, everything that we're building and we have going on over there. Jalen Brunson, happy, succeeding. Julius Randle, happy, succeeding. That team backing up the coach, regardless of what any player says about him. It makes you feel as that star player, you know what? I want to see what's happening in New York. I want to go over there. I want to try to build another career over there and hopefully help them win a championship. This is what New York is creating by all the things that they're doing. Backing up the coach, building that continuity, making sure that everybody on the roster knows their role and understands that next man up mentality and is buying in to what the coach is saying. If you're a player around the league and you're seeing that, you're attracted to that because players are attracted to success. And the Knicks right now are successful. Why? Because we have an identity. That identity in large part was created by Tom Thibodeau. When you create an identity like that, you make the Knicks competitive again. You make them a playoff team again. You make them a team that has to be feared. You make them a team that nobody wants to see over the course of a 7-game series. When all of those things are true and you have those factors, Leon Rose in this Knicks front office, it's clear to see why they would give him an extension. Given everything he's given to this team, this franchise, what he's helped build, but more than that, what he's helped do consistently, make this Knicks team a consistent playoff team. That is something that many coaches wish they could come to New York and do, but only a few actually make it a reality. And now Tom Thibodeau is one of those coaches. I don't care about what's been said about Tom Thibodeau in the past, because the past at this point doesn't matter. What matters is the future and what we're looking to build. And under Tom Thibodeau, this team has gotten better. We have added players that fit Tom Thibodeau, fit his style of play, and fit what we're trying to build. If all of those things remain true and we continue to do that in the future, this Knicks team is going to get better each and every year under Tom Thibodeau. So that's the coach that you want moving forward. It's clear. Leon Rose has invested in Tom Thibodeau. This Knicks team has bought into Tom Thibodeau. And because of that, you need to pay the man. And if that means you have to pay him $10 million because that's the going rate right now for head coaches, that's what Tom Thibodeau is going to get paid. He may be coaching the Knicks well into his 70s. And maybe at that point in time, another coach can take over. Maybe that's Johnny Bryant. Maybe that's somebody else. Maybe it's another coach that's one of your favorites. But as of right now, I think we all have to learn to love Tom Thibodeau being the head coach of the Knicks, because that looks like it's going to be the case for a very long time. And then when he's done with coaching, he is likely going to go to the front office to be the GM of the Knicks. Again, it is vacant for a reason. But what about you guys? What do you think about the Knicks possibly giving Tom Thibodeau a massive contract extension worth up to almost $10 million annually? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.